Hello.
Hey, this is Abraham. I'm following up on the property, the one on Abraham Avenue.
Yes, how are you?
Yeah, I'm doing good. So yeah, I do have some information here, but it's not actually very clear. So do you have time for this?
I have a couple minutes. Go ahead.
Okay, cool. So yeah, I just wanted to get more details about the condition of the property, right? I can see that the condition of the roof is new. How new is the roof?
I think 5 years old.
Okay. An HVAC?
HVAC, no.
Okay. Oh, about how long? How old?
Wait, I'm sorry. What's your question?
How old is the HVAC
There is
system?
no HVAC. That's what I was saying. No, no HVAC.
Oh, I see. Okay. And all right, so this is rented right now, or
Yes, it
it is rented. So I would assume that it would need a paint, carpets, countertops, maybe.
is. The tile in there in the bathroom and the kitchens is pretty new. The only thing I would suggest, because it has nice hardwood floors, I wouldn't carpet. I mean, you could carpet if you want, like the bedrooms, but I would refinish the hardwoods,
I
if
see.
anything.
Okay. Oh yeah. So maybe half of the house needs to be needs to be floored, I guess, right?
You mean if you wanted to redo the hardwood, or you could throw carpet down, like whatever you prefer. The floors are fine though, like, I mean, it's just if you wanted to give it that new look, like if you're gonna flip it.
All right, cool. So what I understand is that the property does not really need that much work, just
No,
cosmetic,
no.
right?
Yeah, I mean, it depends on your purposes. Like if you want somebody just to rent it and live there, it's ready to go. If you want to flip it, you could drop, 50,000 and just get some things updated. Like I think one of the kitchens might need new appliances. Not that they're not working, but two of the apartments, like two of the floors rather, have stainless steel. And I think one still has like an original or some of the original appliances.
Oh, okay. Just appliances, yes. That's me. All right. And how much money is the property generating a month?
So the people who live there have been there forever, so my rents are very low because they're like family. But
Oh,
you can look up, you could get a 3-bedroom, 2-bath with a patio, like a deck with access to the backyard. You can get at least 5,000 for that, a month.
5,000. Yeah.
And look at the
I
comps, like don't take my word for it. Look at the comps in the area. And the first floor has like a mother daughter with the downstairs, and it has a walk-in bathtub that's worth $20,000. Like I paid $20,000 for that to be put in because my father was living there when he was disabled.
Sorry for that.
Thank you.
All right. So, cool. Why would you sell this since, you have family in there and,
They're not family, they're like family, and I don't have the heart to raise their rent. But so it's not really making me a ton of money. But I can't just, you know what I mean? Like I can't just kick them out. I mean, I guess somebody could. But if I were selling, it would be different, I guess,
Let's see.
and I can't raise their rents like doubling them, you know what I mean?
I understand what you mean. Okay. So,
And you, I mean, the
how much
taxes
you're
are
asking
about,
for the
the
property?
taxes, I was saying the taxes are about 15,000. So if if you're going to get 10,000 in rent, I mean, your taxes would be paid off in a month and a half,
Oh yeah. Let's see. 10,000 rents, not 5,000.
Oh, 5,000, I'm saying per unit. I mean, but you could look it up, like a 3-bedroom, 2-bath with a patio. There's 8 bedrooms and 5 bathrooms in there, 2 patios and a backyard, 2-car garage and laundry. And you can walk to the bus, the highway's right there. close to shopping like Costco, Home Depot, like all that's nearby. The train station's not far from there. You're on the Hastings border. So you're in Yonkers, but you're on the Hastings border. So it's a nice part of Yonkers. So there's a lot of perks in that area, you know.
That sounds like a good area. Honestly.
It's great. It's great. You can't, if you look on Zillow, you can't find anything in the neighborhood for sale.
Oh, yeah. Oh, so it's hot, right?
Oh, I think so, yeah. But, I mean, like I said, do your own research, but I'm telling you, because I've looked, and all I could find for comp is sold. Nothing, like, for sale, you know? And I tell everybody, I get phone calls. Sometimes I get 2-3 phone calls a day about this property.
So I guess if you – oh, you get phone calls. So what kind of offers do you get?
Well, I tell them, like, everybody asks me what my asking price is, and then they say they're going to call their manager, you know?
Uh-huh.
And I guess I haven't gotten a serious inquiry yet, you know?
See. I mean, I'm actually very interested in, you know, buying up your house, but it really does depend on the price. If I mean, a property that generates 10,000 in rent, you know, how much would you think is a fair is a fair price for the property?
1.1 million.
That's over 100x, right? Don't you think that is just, I don't know how motivated you are to, you know, sell the property, but have you maybe tried to list it on the market?
I'm like not actively, like I'm fine because it is generating income. But you know, if somebody came in with the right offer, I would be willing to listen. You know what I mean? But other than that, like I'm not like, oh, I got to get rid of this. It's killing me. You know, like it's a good house and. Like I said, it's generating income. It could be generating more, but just not for me because I can't do that to people that, you know, they helped take care of my father when he was sick. You know, like I can't raise their rents like that.
See, but I mean, if we go down a little bit with the rent, with the price, you could get some good amount of money that can, you know, you can buy some other piece of property that can generate you a lot of income, right?
Probably, yeah. I would probably invest part of it into real estate, you know?
Oh, yeah. That is actually something I was about to ask you. I mean, you would try to get somewhere, something, you know, somewhere distant from Yonkers, right? Just not to have your relatives, you know, rent in your place again, right?
It's not that. It's just like, you know, it's time. Like, I don't have the heart to raise their rent, but I can't keep, you know, maintaining a property to make, you know, a little bit of income when I could be making double the income, you know, if not more. And I'm not in that area. I don't live there, so it's hard for me to, like, manage it.
You live out of town?
I live in Mount Kisco. I actually have another house here that people call me about all the time. It's just, it's another great house. It's brick. It's got, like, 4 floors. It used to be a 2-family. It's a 1-family now. And you could walk to the hospital. You could walk to the train. You could walk to the bus. So people call me all the time about it because it has a lot of potential for you could convert it back into a 2-family. You could rent rooms. You could rent the bathroom. You could rent the entire house, you know. It has,
but
like,
that one, you would not sell that one.
If somebody, again, the right price, you know, like if they came along and said,
yeah.
But like, I'm not like, it's my home, you know? So if like somebody knocked on my door and said, I'd like to give you, you know, $1.2 million or, you know, whatever. Cause we're right between Chappaqua, Bedford. You know, we're like in that Katona, Armonk area. And the taxes here are, you know, about the same as they are at the Yonkers house. So it's a very comparable sort of property. Except it's not divided into apartments, you know?
Yeah, let's see. Okay. I mean, $1.1 million is not negotiable by any means.
No, nope.
Okay.
Because I've seen smaller houses in the neighborhood. Like if you look at the comps on Zillow, go for, you know, 1.2, and they're smaller, you know? And I'm not a contractor, but I know with like $50,000, when you guys have your guys that, you know, that paint, that work with you all the time, you know, even for $20,000, you could get the whole house painted. You could refinish all the floors. You could put in new appliances. You could update a couple of the bathrooms. And all of a sudden, you're making another $200K on the house because, you know, you have the wherewithal to add that to your home. I don't have that skill, you know.
Oh, yeah. See.
You know, you guys, yeah, you have like a team of people, I'm sure. You know, you have the guy who paints, you have the plumber, you have electrician, and with a little bit of money, you guys could flip it and make a nice amount of money, mm-hmm. You know?
Yeah, sometimes.
Yeah. And like I said, there's nothing else for sale in the neighborhood, so I guarantee, you know, that would be the case.
All right. I think I'll do my due diligence, you know. This is a nice property. I would love to have it. I don't know if I could do $1.1 million, but I'll keep you in mind, and I'll circle back if, yeah, the price is right.
All right, cool. Sounds good. Thank you.
Thank you. You as well.
Take care. Bye.